You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day, with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Statistics show that most women are victims of some kind of identity crisis in their lifetime. And that identity crisis can be a huge cause of depression in women. Why is this so? Why are we seeking to find our identity and fulfillment in our jobs, relationships, or hobbies instead of turning to the one who made us and knows us inside and out? Courtney Richard is a founder of Inside Out with Courtney, a ministry that helps thousands of women grow in Christ while equipping them for their calling through her faith-based PR, marketing, and mentorship agency, Inside Out Media Group. She's also a sought-after speaker, podcast host of the show Inside Out with Courtney, author, as well as a contributing writer for iBelieve.com and YouVersion Bible app. I must have read her word somewhere in there. I'm Tina Griffin. You're tuning into the Counterculture Mom Show. Thank you for joining us today as we talk about our identity with founder of Inside Out Media Group, Courtney Richard. Courtney, how you doing today, woman?
Hello. Hello. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Tina.
I can't wait for this home run episode. I tell you what, I can tell you're going to be a fireball. So this is going to fly by and I'm going to be depressed after this episode. But then again, I'll just turn to your resources and I will no longer have depression. You, woman, you're a wife of nearly 20 years, mother of three beautiful Gen Z children, and you reside in the hill country outside of Austin, Texas. Do you have room for our family right there in the rolling hills in Austin?
Yes. Yes. Come on over.
Do you have any kids still living in the house?
Yes, I have a 16-year-old who's still living in the house. My daughter is here temporarily. She's 18, so she just graduated last year, but she's moving out next month. So, yeah.
Okay, so your 16-year-old will be hired as our babysitter. I'm really looking forward to this. Myself, my husband, and four munchkins are heading down to Austin. You, woman, we are currently in a major identity crisis right now, and Gen Z is being inundated with social media videos, posts, commercials, TV series that all try to conform them to the customs of this world. You and I both know this. Basically, yeah. Customs of the world, aka Satan. How do you help your own children stay grounded in who God says they are in the midst of this chaotic culture?
For sure. Yes, absolutely. One of the things that I do with my kids is I remind them who they are. I remind them that you are Christians. And so my oldest son is 24 and he actually happens to live in Austin. My daughter, like I mentioned earlier, she's 18. And then my youngest is 16. And all of them are on social media. All of them have their platform, Snapchat and Instagram. And what's the other one? TikTok. And so one of the things that I tell them is remember you're a believer. Remember that you are Christians. Yeah. And so guard your eyes, guard your heart. And so I let them know that. So whatever you're watching, whatever you're listening to, just remember that. Keep that first and foremost and understand who you are in Christ. I do want to say this because I know that there are so many moms that are trying to safeguard their kids with social media. And I almost felt like I lost the battle, you know, because I was like, you know what? They're going to look at other people's phones. I've done all the silence and I've done all the things to try to keep them from seeing all kinds of stuff and all kinds of trash on their phones and doing everything right. And I was like, God, I feel like I'm losing this battle. And that's why I had to tell my kids, listen, I've taught you the way that you need to go. And now I need you to make those wise choices based on your faith, based on your Christianity. And I know sometimes it's going to be a struggle, just like for us, you know, we have to go, okay, I don't want to look at that. I don't need to see that. I don't need to hear that. But I train them for life, no matter what they do. Wow. And so always under the guise that, guess what? You are a believer first. So keep that in mind.
I absolutely love that. I know people are watching right now saying, okay, easy for you to say. I got one kid that's constantly bucking the system. How can I get Johnny to finally listen to mom? So if you have a stubborn child, and I'm sure most families do, and they don't want to listen to the wisdom that you are giving them, but I just want to put a little plug, parents, that is our job to give them that information. So because we're going to be held accountable someday if we did our job or not. What do you do to navigate that child if he's a stubborn kid or she just doesn't want to listen?
You know, I've done things like take the phone, you know, like, okay, give me the phone at night. We're going to take it and put it away. But I really have to say that even though you do all of those things, the biggest thing is that you train them up, right? The Bible tells us, train them up in the way that they should go. When they're older, they will not depart from it. That word has been instilled in them. So they know what to do. And so we just have to be praying moms. we have to pray for them and let them know that, hey, I'm praying for you. I want you to, you know, be able to lay that down and not look at that and not entertain that, because I know what it can do to you, especially right now because of social. It can cause them to have an identity crisis.
Yes.
When there's all these things that are going on, and who am I? They don't even know who they are sometimes, just in their makeup, right? And so we have to, I do devotional with my kids. I talk to them, I pray with them and for them. But one thing I will say, mamas out there, listen to this. There are no regrets. I live with no regrets because I always say that I have trained them up. And so they have to make choices just like I had to make choices. But as long as we do our jobs, guess what? I really believe that they're going to be okay.
Absolutely. And you know, when it comes to social media and the tech gadgets, so many kids want access to that when they're 5, 6, 7 years old. We have to protect our kids because God gave us that responsibility, because we want our kids to own who they are in Christ and own the responsibility and the choices that they make as a young child and getting larger and bigger responsibilities as they grow older. The challenge is parents have to find the time, because it is worth it. Because if we don't do the work on this end, we'll be taking them to counseling when they're 14, 15, 16 years old, or helping them raise a child as a teenage parent. So it's important and critical. I love your ministry and what it does to help women. As what you talk about relates to marriage, how do you balance the roles of your identity as a wife and your identity as a Christ follower?
Great question. I would say know your role as a wife, but also know your role as a believer and understand the priorities. That's the biggest thing. I think sometimes we get out of order in knowing, okay, I'm a wife and I'm doing all of these things, but you don't want to get lost in that role, because sometimes there can be problems in the marriage, there can be trouble, and all of a sudden you don't know who you are, and then you find yourself in an identity crisis. And so I want to encourage the listeners to understand that, no, you are a child of God first. For me, I am a child of God first. So Jesus is first, and then being a wife is second. And so understanding those roles and knowing that, okay, I am a child of God. I am identified in him. I am a masterpiece. Like, he is making me out to be this amazing masterpiece for him. I've got work to do for him. So understanding that piece, right? But then shifting to, what am I as a wife? Who am I as a wife? And understanding that role, right? In that second, and then saying, okay, I'm a helper. I was created to be my husband's helpmeet. And then I want to honor him and I want to cherish him and respect him and be submissive unto him as unto the Lord. A lot of people forget about that part. Mm-hmm. As unto the Lord, right? And then we humble ourselves one to another. So we submit ourselves one to another. So we're respecting one another in that regard as well. So, and I serve my husband. What I like to say is my husband is my king on earth. Now, Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. He's the king of my life. And so as you're watching this or as you're listening to this, is understand your role and understand the priorities. Christ first, then wife, right? So that's what I like to say.
I absolutely love it. Let's say people are tuning in right now and they're in a marriage where the husband isn't a king right now. The husband is backslidden or has an identity crisis right now. What can women do to support their husband and at the same time not lose their identity in the process?
Yeah, so good, so good. So in that moment, of course, the Bible tells us to pray for them, right? To live in a way that maybe they may come to Christ.
Yes.
They may end up coming to Christ. So we need to live in a way according to scripture, according to the word of God. And so, because we may win them over.
Yes.
And so being loving, being respectful, even though it may be hard, even though it may be challenging, but in those moments, we as wives want to, again, know who we are in Christ. And so we want to live by him and abide by his word. And again, our husband just may, you know, the husband just may turn around and live for the Lord. So just be faithful. I would say be faithful. Even though you may not have a saved husband, you never know, God may change him. And that's what we'll be praying for. I'll be praying for you. Yeah,
absolutely. And I try to look at the outcome and even tell my friends, and they help me. That's not my situation. I'm just saying, I whenever there is something that happens in our marriage, I try to look at the outcome on the other side. What kind of testimony will we have if we work on this together? And like a previous guest said on this week's series, by the way, go to counterculturemom.com. We have a brand new website, counterculturemom.com. Click on the shows tab at the top of the page. Watch all 4 episodes. It's phenomenal how all 4 of you fit together like a perfect puzzle. Where one of the women on the program today said the same thing, we have to help our spouse, help them through any issues. They help us. And it's never a one-sided situation. There's always two people involved. We both have problems. And God likes to use the other person to add gas to the flame to have us realize what our problem is. So I'm realizing that I have more problems than what I thought. So I'm working on them in the new year, working on them. We'll be back to talk more about women finding their identity in Christ and teaching it to their kids right after this.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
What was the last thing you put on your skin? Did you know that it entered your bloodstream in less than 30 seconds? Hi, I'm Deborah, and while recovering from cancer, I discovered that many ingredients in the most trusted skincare brands are toxic. So after a decade of research and development, my daughter and I created something that was safe for me to use and actually worked. We launched Givaderm, a skincare line that's pure enough for newborn babies, yet powerful enough for the manliest of men, and effective enough for women concerned about anything from breakouts to aging. Our one-of-a-kind line will nourish your skin with natural, organic, and non-GMO ingredients like turmeric, pineapple, exotic mushrooms, French green clay, saffron, and even raw honey. And all of our products are proudly made right here in the USA. Just go to Givaderm.com and enter discount code TINA at checkout to save 10% off your order. That's TINA for 10% off. The next time you put something on your skin, make sure you Givaderm.
If you haven't received your free parent media guide loaded with positive entertainment options and discounts offered from our dozens of affiliates, from VidAngel, which allows you to skip or mute what you don't want to hear in your favorite entertainment, to Covenant Eyes, who are all about helping people find victory over porn, just go to counterculturemom.com and click on sign up for our newsletter. And you will get the free parent media guide in your inbox within minutes. This media guide is loaded with tons of positive entertainment options, family-friendly media, music reviews, movie reviews, great books to get. You can also download the new Counterculture Mom app right from this guide. We also give you info on how to get family-friendly magazines and get your hands on internet filtering software such as the Circle device. All right here in this free parent media guide by going to counterculturemom.com and clicking on the very top, sign up for our newsletter. Let's bring a bunch of positive entertainment underneath your roof. Courtney, why is it so important for women to know who they are in Christ?
Right now, I think because of so much that's going on in our world, I believe that Satan is at war with us because we are Christians, because we are believers, because we love Jesus Christ, and because we are on mission to be able to save souls and be soul winners out there, right? And so he's at war with God. And so, of course, he doesn't want us to be understanding and knowing and standing firm in who we are. And so he's going to try to get us through all kinds of different issues and trials and tests to be able to abandon our faith. And we have to then stand firm and say, no, I am a child of God. I know who I am. I am his. And I'm not going to listen to you, Satan. We hear the words, not today, Satan.
Yes,
that's right. We have to push him back because, again, the reason why, you know, we struggle with our identity is because Satan is at war with us. And he'll tell us, you're not a child of God. You're not a real wife. You're not a real Christian wife. You're not a real Christian mom, you know, and you have to fight him and you have to push him back and say, no, I know who I am. I'm a mother who is praying for her kids. I'm a wife who is praying for her husband, you know? And so in those moments, or, you know, even if it's a job situation or any type, you know, because that can sometimes shake your faith a little bit if you don't have the security in that. And you have to tell them, no, my God will supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. You have to speak the word to him because he will try to shake that foundation. And you have to push it back and say, no, I know who I am.
You would have died laughing or died crying about a week ago. There has been a big bomb that dropped in our family about 2 weeks ago, and now we're praying for a miracle. And this is the first time I could say in our marriage where I had such a sense of peace from the entire get-go. Was I happy? No. Do I want everything to be perfect? Absolutely. And then God's like, how are you going to have a testimony on your side of this if you don't have a bomb that drops every now and then? Where you don't have a testimony where you can tell other people that are going through the same thing. It is possible. Here's what God did. And the miracle that my husband and I have been praying for, it would be a miracle if it happens by the end of February with a certain situation. And I am believing it's going to happen. As I'm saying that right now, I have chills because I know if it happens, it was God and not Luke or I. And I don't know what it is with washing rugs in the house, but I'll say this. Ladies, if you're going through a tough time, men, if you like doing laundry, wash your rugs and beat the heck out of them against the house. Because I tell you what, when I'm outside and I was beating the rug, I'm like telling Satan, you're not going to have a foothold in our family. I mean, stuff was flying out of that. My neighbors probably think I'm nuts. They probably already thought I was nuts. Point is, the rug beating really helped. I got to get back into kickboxing again and a couple other things because I was saying it out loud. And typically I pray internally, maybe a little bit out loud, but not loud. I mean, I was loud. I don't know what it is about that, but I was claiming what I know God can do and speaking it because sometimes with faith, I have it, but do I really have it? Do you know what I'm saying? Do I really believe what I'm praying for? Anyway, rug beating, for whatever it's worth, that's the weird thing to share this week in the Counterculture Mom Show. So it's very important for women to know who they are in Christ. I completely agree. God, then spouse, then kids, then ministry. You have a video explaining all about your ministry, helping women find their path in life with Christ. Everybody, you got to check this out. It's a life changer.
Inside Out with Courtney is all about helping women grow in their walk with the Lord. I mean, just helping them to just press in and draw closer to the Lord. And it's almost like a virtual discipleship. You know, women come online, they read the blog, they watch the videos, they listen to the audio messages, and we just grow together in Christ.
Inside Out with Courtney is a weekly message to what I consider women's hearts. It actually just ministers to where we are, what we're going through at that particular moment, and, you know, it gives you a good jolt.
There's a lot of things that's going on the inside of us and that needs to be dealt with. And sometimes I get pretty real, you know, because we, like I said, we deal with a lot of things, a lot of our issues as women, you know. The Bible says out of the heart flows the issues of life. Prayer is so important because that's our lifeline. Identified is all about helping women know who they are in Christ. I think a lot of people are beginning to lose sight of who they are.
I was going through a tough time when I first started, and so it's helped me discover myself again and help me find my way and find that path that I need to be on with Christ.
God has placed an amazing gift inside of each one of us when we accept Christ, and that's the Holy Spirit. And so He's given us that power. And so right now we have a power.
It's just amazing because it's always something different, and it seems like it's always what we need to hear at the time.
So many women, young and old, it doesn't even matter what age you are, don't realize that we're actually leaders in Christ too, that, you know, we can stand up and we can be loud and we can show our voices and raise other young women to do the exact same thing in Christ.
I want women to come together to connect. Because when we connect, we can pray together, we can talk, we can work through those inner issues, we can, you know, work out some of those things and hold each other accountable to be able to move forward and do what we're called to do.
Doesn't matter what race, what culture, the issues that we deal with and the things that are important to us is universal.
All right, ladies, let's do this. Let's do this. We've got work to do. All right, Jesus is coming. You know, I always tell you that. So let's know who we are in Christ, be discipled, and let's go forward in faith because you, my sister, are identified.
Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. The one thing that I'm thinking about, besides, yes, I agree, Christ is right around the corner, is there might be a lot of young moms watching this today thinking, oh, I want to get together with other girlfriends, and I've got four kids right now. Two of them are in diapers. I know how I felt, and it wasn't that long ago with four kids in 4 years. Yeah. And that's when it seems like you need other women's support the most. Have a play date. I got together with a lot of my girlfriends. They played on the playground, or women came over with their kids. We all chatted and had coffee, had some tea on the back porch while all the kids played in the backyard. So find a way to get together. It doesn't have to look perfect. You don't have to go out in a big fancy meal or dinner. What you're doing for women, I can tell you love helping other women grow in Christ. Where did that come from? Were you a little girl and you're like, someday I want to be a counselor, a teacher? Where did that begin?
I do. Let me tell you, I love it. It's a calling. I would have to say that it's a calling. One day the Lord told me, I was going to Bible study one day, and he just, you know, impressed upon my heart. I was actually listening to an audio message, and it was saying, God is calling you. Yes, he's calling you to be able to help younger women. And we know about Titus too, which is amazing, right?
Yes.
And so God was calling me through that verse and through that audio message. And from there, I just started training and being taught, digging deeper into the Word of God. And the Lord opened up a door for me to start blogging, where I was able to really minister and serve women all around the globe through writing. And from one thing, it opened up speaking opportunities, a book, more books. And here I am today, traveling and doing podcasts like today.
You have a free ebook for other women called Compare Not. I love that. Helping women stand firm in who God created them to be and break free from comparison. Can you tell us more about it? Where can we go to get our hands on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, comparison is just so sneaky, and it's just something that creeps into our lives. And again, the enemy wants us to do that. He wants us to compare ourselves one to another, because that's where jealousy and bitterness and envy and the lack of moving forward in what God has called us to do can, you know, it can hurt us. And so compare not, it's just like fear not, right? Well, this is compare not. And so it's very practical. It's very biblical. There's scriptures, there's reflection in there, and there's some insight. It's free. It's available at Courtney Richard. So definitely check that out. There's a little short video that will encourage you as well as you get ready to download that. So be encouraged, be blessed, and I pray that it ministers to you and serves you well.
Stay tuned. Right after this short commercial break, we're going to be back talking to Courtney about her book entitled Identified, Knowing Who You Are in Christ and Moving Forward in Your Purpose, right after this.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
The International Labor Organization recently reported the number of people trafficked globally has risen from 40 million to 50 million in the last 5 years. Most are women and children bought, sold, or traded into sex trafficking. Rescue One Global, a faith-based nonprofit, answered the call to fight for those enslaved in the U.S., Thailand, and the Philippines. Their mission is to prevent the victimization of at-risk populations, rescue those trapped, and restore survivors through their multiple global recovery initiatives, including providing emergency shelter and residential programs. Rescue One has served nearly 800 survivors from newborn to the elderly and provided over 14,000 therapeutic services because of faithful partners like you. To make your tax-deductible gift, text TINA to 44321. That's TINA to the number 44321. Let's rescue more lives together.
All right, we're back with Courtney Richard. Did I get that right?
You got it, sister.
Yeah, all right. Where we're going to talk about your phenomenal book entitled Identified, Knowing Who You Are in Christ and Moving Forward in Your Purpose. Yes, we are in this new year. What inspired you to write this phenomenal book, and how can women listening get a copy of it?
Yeah. So this book started out with definitely a prompting from the Holy Spirit, because I was about to write something else. I was about to write on productivity, and God shifted me and said, that is so cute. I love that you want to write that, but I want you to write a book on identity. And so he told me to write this book because he said people are beginning to lose sight of who they are based in all the things that they're going through in their lives and what they're seeing on social and television and all the things. And so he wanted to basically kind of reel them back in and to shake them and wake them and say, listen, listen, you are mine. You are my child. And I need you to write this book. And so I went ahead and did that. But it's also, I do want to say this, it's about identity, but it's also about purpose. So it's about finding out and knowing and learning and knowing who you are in Christ, but also then moving forward in your purpose. Because after you know who you are, the next step is to grow in the middle, right? And then do what he's calling you to do, because again, you have a purpose. And so it breaks all that down. And at the end, it actually talks about why this is so important. Why is it important for us to know who we are? Why is it important for us to grow in our walk, in our faith, and in our gifts and our talents, and not be afraid and not doubt? Why is it important for us to walk in our purpose? And so I talk about that at the very end. So yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Thank you for jumping on the program today. Everybody get out there and make a difference in this new year. Keep at it.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.